God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad you've joined us for today's program. It's on divine creativity, and we're going to feature Akiana. She's a child artist that went to heaven and got a download from God. It's an exciting program. Stay tuned for the entire show.
God introduced me to Jesus in a vision, but his face was bright white, but I couldn't really see his face. But each time I went and talked to him, it would become clearer and clearer and clearer. Even to this day, it's not that clear enough. But when I see each vision, it's being clearer and clearer. But I could see the proportions and the silhouette of him. But I'm so excited to see his face.
Welcome to Insights. We're talking about divine creativity, and that means creativity that comes right from God. It comes from his heart because he's a creator God. And I have Luc Gingras with me, my good friend and team member with Extreme Prophetic. And
so much fun.
Yeah, totally. And this is going to be a fun show because you're very creative.
Trying.
Yeah, God's anointed you, and we'll talk about that later on in the program. That's but, cool. You know, right back in Genesis, right in the very first chapter, we see that our God, before he revealed himself as anything else, he revealed himself to us as creator. He's a creator God.
That's right.
And he created the heavens, the earth, and everything in it.
Yeah, God has had many thoughts. Sometimes you look at the nature and say, man, it's incredible. Even the, you know, personally, it will sound funny. I even look at a cheesecake and it brings me to, it makes me believe that God exists.
You know? It brings you to worship,
you know,
right?
Well, that's creativity.
You know what? I know a great Cheesecake Factory restaurant that I'd love to take you to. It's got cheesecakes there like you wouldn't believe. It'll make a worshiper out of you for sure.
You know, but cheesecake, you know, just a cheesecake. God gave, I'm sure it comes from God.
You know what? Creativity in art, creativity in music, creativity in poetry, in writing, it all comes from God. I remember when I wrote my first book, Third Heaven Angels and Other Stuff, and I'd had a prophecy about that book. Someone had said, I see the Lord's going to be giving you a book and it's going to be on the glory. And I thought, I don't think so, you know. I don't know very much about the glory, at least I didn't at that time. And I said, it'll probably be on faith. And they said, no, it's going to be on the glory. And so the Lord actually right after that gave me the glory school through a 30-day visitation. And at the end I had a manual, a thick manual. And so I thought, oh, there it is.
That's
just
awesome.
What the prophet talked about. There's a book.
Yeah.
So a month later I was with Bob Jones, who's a prophet in the United States. And I said, you know, I was sitting beside him in a conference and he said, the Lord's going to give you a book. I see it coming down out of heaven. And I said, I already got it. He says, it's on the glory. And I said, I've got it, but it's actually a manual. It's not really a book. He says, I said, it's a book. So at that point, I was finished with all my prayer time that I take each year off. So I didn't have time to do extra study or anything. So I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to write a book. I'm not an author. And the Holy Spirit said to me, but I am.
That's right.
I am.
That's
and
right.
And I'll download the creativity for you to
That's
write.
Awesome.
I'll give you a writing anointing. In fact,
He's the source.
Yeah, and you know what?
He's
right,
the source.
Right now, I sense that there's someone watching this program that you just got like a jolt when I said that. Because God is downloading a writer's anointing to you. Mm. Right as I said that, I could feel like an anointing wave go out. So God is releasing this writing anointing to you right now.
Yes.
But anyway, same with music, poetry. poetry, all those things, it all comes from God. He gives the inspiration.
That's right.
Now, you're an artist, you're a musician.
Yeah.
You're a actor. You're a cool guy.
I wish. That's cool, funny you're saying this, because it was one of my dreams to be an actor someday. I wish to be in a movie someday. I don't know how the Lord will do it, but, you know.
Panama Cabrera.
Oh, man, that would be great.
It would be awesome. Yeah. Well, I've got a few of your CDs. You are a wonderful songwriter. Wonderful.
Praise God.
And a great musician. And I've been in meetings where you've sung and led worship. And this one is one of your newest ones. It's called Selah. It is an instrumental, but you wrote all the songs on here, right?
Yeah, these are my softest songs.
Like
I say, it's the lamb side of my heart.
Yeah, you know, it's for soaking.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And it's called Selah, that means pause.
Yeah.
You know, so when you read your Bible and it's written pause, you go and have a coffee. No, it's not true. But it means, Selah means pause in the Psalms. And Selah meant that when they arrived singing in the Psalms, when they arrived to Selah, it was a part for music, for a prophecy.
Wow,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they would get in the prophetic anointing then.
Really?
Man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
So, or also solo, you know, solo music. So I was brought by the Lord, and we had so much good results with that. People are blessed with this album.
Oh, this is, okay, Selah.
This
is really good.
This replaces your Valiums.
That's true. But you know what? When I first heard this, I play it over and over again. When I first heard this, I thought, this is a download from heaven. The Lord showed me years ago that there was going to be a company of believers who would be so close to God that they would stand in His presence and receive things out of the heavenlies from the Lord in creativity and music, in arts and colors and design, in everything that have not yet been seen or heard in
the
earth.
That's right.
There's sounds that are going to be downloaded into the earth that haven't even been heard of ever yet.
That's right.
And this is what I thought. This comes from heaven. Selah.
We're doing a Selah 2 now. It's done.
Oh,
it's done. And it's so
good. You can get this on our website and on your website, which is what's your
LukeJingra.com.
LukeJingra.com.
Yeah. But go
or
to
ExtremeProphetic.com.
Yeah, go to Extreme Prophetic. That's good. Yeah, that's it.
And this one is great too. Just a kiss from you, ferocious love.
Can I say something about this one first?
Yeah.
It's just that it's not me playing piano. It's the pianist that plays with me from time to time. So he's playing my music.
He's very good.
Classical guy, incredible.
Incredible.
And we had such great things. You know, this album went to the astronauts.
Really?
Yeah, with MP3. They were looking for instrumental Canadian music.
Really?
And it was accepted, so we can reach the aliens with that one. So that's so cool, you know?
It came from heaven and it's going to heaven.
That's cool, you know?
Okay, music and then Ferocious Love.
Yeah, Just a Kiss from You, Ferocious Love.
This is worth it for the artwork. It's got you on the front and you on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want a LukeJingra to hang around in your house, this is the one to get.
Yeah, this is
this
is what's called Just a Kiss from You, Ferocious Love. It means that when the Lord is embracing you, He's destroying. It's a proof that He's destroying the work of the enemy. Mm. So it's all about warfare, intercession on music.
And the mighty one.
The mighty one. Jesus is the mighty one.
Yes.
Which was my first English album.
It's
We're working
great.
On a third one.
Yes.
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant of music, you know, and stuff.
That's how creativity works, isn't it?
We have over 300 songs written so far.
Wow.
And both in French and English. And just in English, I could now record, we say. I could record five albums now. And in French, I've got seven still to come.
Wow.
And I've got other plans. So the main thing is, which one is the good one to come, you know?
And which one does God want first?
That's it. Which one is the next one we have to do? And it's so much fun, you know?
Yeah.
So much fun. And how comes the creativity? It's the source.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to the source,
exactly.
And God, Jesus, Holy Spirit is our source.
Yeah. He's the inspiration. He's the one
who
inspires those songs. He's the one that gives the creativity. And the closer we get to Him, the bigger the downloads come.
That's right.
And there's going to be things brought into the earth that are absolutely going to astound mankind.
That's right.
And we get to forerun in that if we'll dare to go. I think so often Christians have tried to copy the world or, try to come up with something that's similar, when really if we go to him, we can get something that's so full of life.
Yeah, and not only copy the world, but also when somebody's succeeding in the Christian realm, everybody's trying to do the same.
Exactly.
Which is, in some way, I don't say it's wrong.
Yeah,
but
it's not that it's wrong, just but there's more.
There's more. There's so much creativity and so much to do. You can be yourself, and there's a piece of pie for you, you know?
And it's the same with art. In history, I mean, history is being made right now, but it's such a prophetic season that we're in that there's very significant songs that speak of the time that we're living in and the spiritual transition that we're in, and also paintings. And we're going to feature Akiana, who I'll share about later in God Talk, but a young girl who actually had visitation into the heavens and met with God and gets downloads out of heaven.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
But this is the opportunities that we get to live in this hour. History is being made, and things are being released. And you know, we just need to take time. I remember just a few years ago, you know, I never was very good at art, for instance, and I just so wanted to be able to paint, you know. But even as a child, I never brought all my pictures to my mom from kindergarten or first grade or whatever, because it was kind of embarrassing. The kids would make fun of them. But just a few years ago, I prayed, and I ended up having an art teacher just give me one little lesson, put me in her studio, prayed over me.
Wow.
And I painted this picture. We'll show it on the screen, but it looks like a kindergarten child could have probably done it, but it meant so much to me. It carries so much life because God inspired that picture, and there's a message behind it that God gave to me. And so He's a creative God. He's a creator God, and He'll help us create, even when we think we don't have a creative bone in our body.
What I like about what you did is that you went to, you entered into your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And many people don't enter into their dreams because of they think they can't do it, or they heard that they can't do it. And it's good that you didn't stay where you were when you were a child, but you decided to go from where you were and to enter in, to get into what you wanted to live, you know?
And you just get in touch with the presence of God at times like that.
That's right.
Maybe God's calling you to enter into your dreams. He's a creative God, and He's a creator God. And I just believe that there's a lot of divine inspiration being released all over the place right now, and maybe even in your life too.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Today we're going to introduce you to a young girl named Akiana. At the time of this interview, she had just turned 11 years of age. You're going to be absolutely astounded when you see the work that she's done. When she was 4 years old, she was taken up into heaven. She had a visitation of the Lord, and she was given a gift, a creative gift of art. She had never taken a lesson. She didn't know how to do it, but she began to paint and draw what she saw. And she is known today as a genius. She's an absolute genius, and she's recorded as such. In fact, she's one of the top 20 artists in the world in regards to the different auctions that they have. They put her on the top 20 list. It's just amazing. So we went over to her home, met her family. Before she had this visitation, she was in a family that was full of atheists. Her mother was an atheist. All the family were atheists. They'd grown up in Lithuania and had not believed in God. But after this experience and her life that shone so brightly for Jesus, through that life, her family became Christians.
My family was an atheist family. My mom or none of my family taught me anything about God. I didn't even know anything about God.
For atheists, they have to have the proofs. You know, where is the proof? You know, and I would ask God, you know, give me the proof of this and give me a proof of that. But it was many of these events, almost miraculous events, that accumulated that I at one point knew it couldn't be a coincidence, that it had to be God, it had to be the personal God, because if I would ask him, he would answer back. That's why I knew God existed, because we would pray. I would see Akiana would pray for a model. He would send the model the next day. She would ask for something, he would deliver. She said, you do the same thing. So when I would do the same thing, he would immediately respond. So I thought, if he is the personality, then we are communicating. This is how I understood that the God was not just the energy, but he was a true personality, he was a true person.
Some visions just come automatically, even when I'm reading. Then if I'm reading, I just put down the book and I'm trying to visualize what is coming next in my vision. Then after that, when that comes, God told me to paint them or write them down in poems.
She started talking very intelligently and very articulately during the time of her vision or right after vision. And then it would just fade away and become again like a normal child. And from moment to moment, from day to day, from hour to hour, she seemed like a typical, an average child her age. But then she would talk about God and about specific issues and problems, and all of a sudden her vocabulary would just broaden. And especially in the poetry, you can see some words that I most of the time I didn't even know what they meant.
The first vision I had when I was meeting God, and he told me everything when I grow up and what I'll paint. And the most important thing that he told me was what I paint of Jesus.
She was 4 and she started telling about the visions. At first I thought that was just a bad dream. And I wanted to ignore what she was saying at the beginning. But she had never fantasized and never had played imaginary games like other children I usually do. She liked everything practical, so I knew she was not just imagining things. She did possess a great imagination that I thought that she would create such stories. And slowly, little by little, it took me a while to start believing in God, and even more it took to develop faith.
I never had any artistically talent before.
As the drawings progressed in scope and in precision and details and realism, I became more and more fascinated, and I wanted to support her and help her with whatever she pursued. But we had never expected anything like this, what we see right now in this gallery, and never.
If I write poems, I write effortlessly. If I do paintings, I paint very in detail what exactly was my vision.
At the beginning, there were many people who regarded Akiana's paintings very negatively. Why, if this is God's will, if he is given this talent, why is this happening to us? Why the paintings are stolen? Why people are negative? Why people say to burn the paintings, you know? So we did not understand, if this is God's will, why this is happening. But then I can explain, you know, those are the two very strong, two forces going. Some are evil, you know, one is evil and one is God's army. And she would explain very thoroughly that at all times there's war going on. And we just have to pray continuously, pray all the time, be always and never swerve from Jesus and from his path.
I saw even galaxies shaped like God's face. I saw stars shaped like God's face and Jesus' face. But all these galaxies and stars and universes combined all together, and that became a vision to me. God gave me those that he took piece by piece from the universe and galaxies and stars. He gave me in a vision, and I started painting them. But each time when I saw those galaxies, there's something more in it. Behind each star, there's a promise. Behind each universe, there's much more that I don't even know. But in the future, I'm going to go and see it for myself.
Many other people are going to have this type of experience, and God will give them the ability to paint, to create music, to play instruments, to decorate homes, to decorate houses, to do architectural work. Everything beyond their intellect, it'll come right from the presence of God. Why? Because He's a God of creativity. And if you will pray, He can increase your creativity. In fact, perhaps even maybe you are His next candidate to take into the glory realm and to download something special that will give Him glory before the nations.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun and it's life-changing. Meet new friends and with them bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information.
Watching the program right now, and you're pregnant, you're getting ready to deliver soon, and you've got a baby girl in your womb, and her name is Abigail. You've already named her, you know the name. And Abigail is a very creative child. She's prophetic. She is full of destiny in the area of the arts, and I'm meaning music, painting, poetry, expressions of many different kinds. And I believe the Lord's saying that you are to really pray over your womb right now, even prior to the delivery of her life, but even afterwards, because He's going to use her in a powerful way, and she's going to record into history some of the events that God is going to do, and she'll see it many times prophetically first, paint it, and then it'll come afterwards, or write about it, and then it'll come, or write a song about it or something. But even from infancy, she's going to have visitation of the angelic and of Jesus, and you'll see her looking up into corners and starting to smile. When you look up there, you can't see anything visibly, but she's seeing something beyond the visible realm. Her name is Abigail. You're pregnant. This word is for you. You're flipping out right now, but this is a word from God to your heart.
I've got a word also for somebody, maybe many somebodies, but you have talent and you've never applied it for the kingdom of God. And the Lord wants you to take it, just like that little boy in the crowd with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. And as you'll do this, the Lord will multiply your talent. He will multiply to bless the others, but you'll be the first one to be blessed as you will enter into your dreams and visions that you kept captured into your heart. And the Lord wants to release you right now. So really be released right now in the name of Jesus.
I have a word right now for a plastic surgeon. You're watching the program, and God's going to give you creativity on how to fix some things that have been damaged. And there's a case that you're either working on now or that you will be working on shortly that is a very severe thing, and it's going to need a download from God. And if you'll pray, He's going to give you divine inspiration on how to recreate what needs to be fixed up, and it's going to be written in medical journals. This is going to be a real work of art from the master as he puts this thing back together. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, and he's going to give you the wisdom and the insight for it.
There's a young woman. You're struggling financially right now in your life, but everybody says that you are like a Martha Stewart, that you've got a big, big creativity for decoration. And you have a dream to start something, like to be like a Martha Stewart, but for Christians or whatever. So the Lord wants to tell you today to enter in your dreams about being not Martha Stewart, to be yourself. And he's going to pour out, download you with new ideas that's never been touched before. So enter in, and it's going to be the door opening for new prosperity in your life.
I have a word right now for someone who needs a lot of dental work. Your teeth have not been looked after because of, you know, situations in childhood and that. They need a lot of dental work. And you've been crying out, you've been praying, believing for a miracle. A miracle is on its way, but it's not in the way that you think it's going to happen. Someone is actually going to take you by the hand, pay for all the dental work to be done. And you're going to have a brand new mouth full of teeth. It's just a beautiful thing. And you're going to be able to smile without shame. And you're actually starting to cry right now saying, could this possibly be me? And I'm saying, yes, it is you.
Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule. Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thank you so much for joining us on Extreme Prophetic today. You know, I have a special destiny word for each and every one of you, and it's this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And you know what? Don't doubt that. Don't doubt it, because he really, really loves you. I just sense that there's someone struggling with that because of some guilt issues over some things that have taken place this last week. But God loves you regardless of anything that you've done. Just draw close to him and you can have a brand new start again this week. But anyways, why don't you join us online at extremeprophetic.com and invite your friends to join us there as well. There's all kinds of goodies waiting for you to help resource and strengthen your faith. See you next time.
I really will go and just, I'll work a song and I'll write 10 of them if I have to, until one of them comes out that expresses what it is that I'm feeling like there's a void of in the body. Or I try and also like feel where the body of Christ is at in worship. Where are we at? What's the appetite? What are we hungry for? Where are we weak? If I'm writing a song and it does come from a place of inspiration, I usually have to be totally alone, nobody else in the room, no noise, know anything, and I just have to close my eyes and I picture it like as if there's this road inside of myself, and I have to travel down this road until little by little I pick up lyrics as I go down this road, and eventually as I work my way down the road, then I capture what it was, that thing that I was after, and it's a really intimate moment for me when it happens in that kind of a way. And what happens is if anything ever interrupts that road, it's like I have to go right back to the beginning and start the whole thing over again. I can never pick up where I left off. A lot of times just going before the Lord and just asking him for the procedure. And